Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
There's nothing like great development happening in the Metro of Des Moines. And with us in studio is Richie Hurd. He's the Vice President of Hurd Realty. Richie and I met about a year and a half or so ago. I sit on the development committee for Windsor, the city of Windsor Heights, and he and his father came in, and we were talking about a development. It was on Hickman and 63rd, I think it was.
Correct.
Yeah, and that was that's a nice addition. I think it was Mercy and some other things.
Yeah, Unity Point. Yep. Unity Point. Yeah, and Quick Trip on the corner.
Yeah. When is that going to go in?
Hopefully soon. I mean, we sold it to them, so we're out of it now.
Yeah. I was surprised. As a matter of fact, we were talking about that not too very long ago. We were surprised that Quick Trip doesn't have their own, like, contracting group that goes in there and does that.
Well, they do. I mean, we happen to own the land, and then, you know, they have this new, larger format, and they, you know, so
everybody
they had a store down the street. You know, they couldn't expand there.
Yeah.
So they wanted to find a location, you know, in that market.
Well, you know, I figured it was either going to be a convenience store or another drugstore.
Yeah.
It seems like
that. Well, CVS went down the street.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
We lost that.
All right. We're going to talk with Richie Hurd a little bit about the who, what, where, and why of his business, his where this all came from, how it got started, what's been going on in the recent past, and what we're looking ahead for in the future. Where did Hurd Realty come from, Richie?
Well, my father, Richard Hurd, started the company actually 35 years ago. So this is our 35th anniversary. And, you know, he was a younger guy, wasn't sure what he wanted to do. He was good at fixing things. So he would flip cars, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So he would, you know, buy a broken down car, fix it up, sell it. And he was trying to figure out, what do I want to do? This is good, but, you know, I don't want to do this forever. And his dad said, hey, you're pretty good at finding value. Why don't you do that with real estate? So that he went and bought a home in Newton, Iowa.
No kidding.
Yep. Fixed it up, flipped it, made money, and said, hey, you know, I've made as much money off this one house as I made fixing cars all year. So maybe I should continue to do this. So basically he, you know, started buying and selling homes. And then eventually it grew to the point where he had enough money to, you know, buy like a duplex, then apartment building. Then he got into brokerage, so he was into, you know, commercial brokerage. So then eventually it morphed into, you know, buying retail centers, office buildings. And then now today we have right at 110 properties in 10 states.
That's a pretty amazing story. You know, your dad starts out fixing old junkers and now is the president of a major development company here in not only Central Iowa, but 9 other states. When we talk about what it is that you folks do now, Richie, is it along those same lines? You find a piece of property, you buy the property. Are you involved in the development of that as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's one part of our business. You know, we have the commercial development, which I think more people around Des Moines relate to.
All the signage. Yeah.
But actually, the biggest part of our business is real estate investment. And then we do a little bit of brokerage. But as far as the answering your question on the development side, yeah, we'll buy the land, you know, go through the city process of zoning it or getting approvals, find tenants, you know, build the building and, you know, lease it to retailers.
I think people would be surprised. How long does that take? I mean, from the time that you say, okay, we're going to buy this square of land over here, and we've got an idea for what might go there, and you've got to do market research, I'm sure, and figure out what's hot, what's not, and then go to somebody and say, do you want us to develop this, or do you want to develop it yourself? And then you've got to go through all the city codes and ordinances just to get this thing through, and then P&Z and all the other stuff. What's that timeline like?
You know, even in a good market, so for example, we bought land at 60th and Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines in the Jordan Creek Town Center trade area. We bought it, you know, when we were kind of coming out of the recession. It took us, you know, a year due diligence to figure out zoning and other issues with right of way or what have you with the city. So a year to close, then a year to, you know, figure out, you know, market it, find tenants, then another, you know, and that. And a lot of that's, you know, once you find the tenant, that's just the beginning. Oh, yeah, and then just, lease negotiations could take 6 months or a year.
So there's a lot of time going into this, a lot of time, money, and energy going into this before you get the goodie.
And a ton of risk, because the whole time you're sitting there, once you buy the land, then you're paying monthly to own it. And, you know, if you're buying it in a prime retail location, that's expensive land. So, you know, it'll take you. And we're not done with that project.
No,
we,
you're
so we
not.
Finished, you know, phase one, which was...
Was it REI?
REI, right. And, you know, a grocery store. Phase two was Container Store and Come and Go, which just opened. And phase three, right now, we have Charles Schwab building on the corner of 60th and Mills, so we just started. So, and then we'll still have three other buildings to build. And so, you know, it's a multi-year process. It takes a lot of patience. And it's a lot of risk.
It's not quite as fast moving as fixing up a car and then selling it like a couple of months later.
No. I mean, that's why we like the investment side of the business, maybe a little bit more, because it's less risk. We can go in, we can buy a property. It has a lease, you know, lease or leases in place. We know what it is from day one. We can either, you know, buy it and collect the cash flow or enhance the value some way by lease up or, you know, renegotiating leases or... You know, there's a lot of
ways to skin it. Yeah, obviously. His name is Richie Hurd, ladies and gentlemen, with Hurd Realty. We had a news story on a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, about some divestment of property that you and your father have in Phoenix, I think it was, maybe in Las Vegas. You were getting rid of some of that, and the news story was that you wanted to consolidate more here in the Des Moines metro.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those situations where, you know, the coast or the Sun Belt region is pretty hot right now as far as investments go. You know, we own properties in Phoenix and Las Vegas, and, you know, cap rates, which are dropping, which means prices are going up. So we had an opportunity to sell into, you know, the 1031 market. And so we got good pricing.
What's the 1031 market?
So when you sell a property, you have an opportunity to defer paying capital gains tax. And you can do that by taking the money and then reinvesting into real estate.
Right.
And so there's a timeline, though, yeah.
And you brought it back, you brought the money back to Iowa, and you invested. And I thought this was interesting because I bet you not many people realize this. You invested it in some buildings currently occupied by Hy-Vee.
Yeah, I mean, our first, we closed a portfolio in April, which was directly from Hy-Vee. It was a direct sale leaseback. That was about an $80 million deal, brand new stores, brand new leases. I think it was four states involved in that.
Hmm. Yeah. Wow. Amazing stuff. It's called Hurd Realty. Richie Hurd is our guest for the remainder of this hour. When we talk about risk and investment, you had gotten out of college and started into real estate and then joined your father right about the time the recession hit. What was that like?
It was interesting times because, you know, I graduated from college. I went to Creighton University in Omaha, so it was close to home, and decided I wanted to go to some place that was, you know, unfamiliar. So I moved to Arizona, and the desert's pretty, you know, it's pretty different than the cornfields of the Midwest. And so I was down there, and, you know, it was booming, and then things stopped.
Did it stop? And in Phoenix and in Las Vegas, since, you know, Phoenix, I think if I recall correctly, they're now just getting back to par.
Yeah, I mean, they've found their way out of, you know, the recession, and things are growing in Phoenix. But yeah, it was challenging down there for a long time. We still own assets down there,
I'm sure.
But yeah, I think a lot of sectors are back to pre-recession levels.
So during that time, during the recession, what was it like at Hurd Realty? I mean, are we pretty well insulated? I mean, you're in nine other states, but here in the greater Des Moines metro, is our economy relatively insulated from what was going on in other parts of the country?
I think the Midwest and Des Moines in general, you know, it's not a huge market, but it has, you know, great industries. You know, so we have a lot of insurance jobs, banking jobs, just the financial industry in general. And a lot of those, you know, we didn't lose a lot of those jobs, thankfully, during the recession. So, and we're not overbuilt as far as retail and a lot of other commercial real estate property classes. So I think we were actually, you know, there was definitely pain.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But luckily for our side of the business, which was a lot of single tenant net lease assets, like a Hy-Vee. It's only a Hy-Vee. They have a lease, or like a Walgreens or a Come and Go. You know, people still need to eat. They need to get groceries. They need to go to Walgreens to get their prescriptions filled. So,
there's a steady income.
Yeah, steady income. Yeah. So those tenants luckily weathered the storm and helped us. So we were in a good position where we could take advantage of, you know, the market at that point and make some strategic buys.
Sure. Richie Hurd, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about real estate development here in the metro and beyond. We had a guy on just, I think maybe 2 weeks ago. He's from Boston, Massachusetts. He was in talking about walkability and the opportunities of how transportation is changing here, not only here in Des Moines, but all across the country, and how people are getting back to public transportation and bicycles and all kinds of other modes of transportation. And he says this has got to be like Crane City, USA, with all the development that's going on all over the place. I don't remember a time when we've seen so much commercial development ever.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, you're speaking about downtown Des Moines, where you have cranes everywhere and all kinds of growth, which is awesome to see, especially being, you know, a younger professional and seeing new apartments and a Hy-Vee grocery store, which I think will change.
That's going to change downtown completely.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think, you know, I'm really excited to see their, you know, urban format and how that does. But not only Des Moines, but I mean, if you go to any suburb, there's all kinds of activity. I mean, it doesn't matter which one, there's development growth, which I think is probably rare to, you know, probably, I mean, I don't know the last period of growth, but I don't know if it was everywhere. I mean, it seems like West Des Moines gets its fair share.
Well, everybody. Yeah, Urbandale, West Des Moines, Polk City.
Yeah,
I mean, Altoona, Ankeny, of course, is like growing like crazy. Windsor Heights, where we're at. You know, they're redoing some things there. And so, yeah, we're seeing this all across the board. It's got to make you pretty happy.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great for us. You know, we generally are in the retail sector, and so it's great to see all this residential development because retail falls rooftops.
Absolutely.
So,
what about the future for Hurd Realty? Where do you see you guys going in the future?
You know, we're going to continue to build, you know, the different aspects of our business, which, as I touched on before, the investment, which is really the single tenant net lease, which is something that we're basically the only people in Des Moines doing. So it's relatively newer niche within the commercial real estate market, but allows us to buy in other markets without the stress of management. Mm-hmm. So we can buy a property in Hawaii like we'd have now, and it's a single tenant property where the tenant pays for all the taxes, maintenance, insurance. So we don't need to visit it. You know, we get a check every month.
What do you mean you don't need to visit it? It's in Hawaii, Richie.
Well, yeah, what?
I don't.
But
I don't.
The beauty is, you can visit it,
and,
it, you
know, and the
and
check
Hawaii
comes,
is a great,
right?
Yeah, and the check still makes its way across the Pacific.
That's the way to look at it, you know. And on a cold day like today that we're experiencing, visiting property in Phoenix or in Hawaii sounds like a pretty good gig.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm into it. Richie Hurd has been our guest for the remainder of this hour. We've been talking about Hurd Real Estate. Thanks so very much for doing this. I appreciate it. Say hello to your father for us.
No, thank you. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And it's good stuff.
You know, this is the kind of thing we do non-toxic talk radio here. We talk about business. You know, we don't talk about that other crazy stuff.
No, that's great. You know, it's good to, you know, highlight what's going on within the Des Moines community.
Yeah. And we are so blessed to have so many great leaders in this community doing some really great things. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you.
All right. Richie Hurd, ladies and gentlemen, Hurd Realty. We've got to sneak on out of here because, well, it's almost 6 o'clock and Tyler has started the theme music. That means we got to go. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls tonight for all of our guests. That would include Leslie Garman from the first half hour, Richie Hurd this half hour. Tyler's on the controls. The program director for the radio stations, of course, is none other than Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. Good stuff. James, thank you very much. For all those folks, we are going to be saying goodnight. Get to come back tomorrow at 5:05, God willing. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.